Good morning to everyone. Howdy. Well, today is Palm Sunday, and we begin the week that we call Holy. The week when we remember in a special way the last days, the last hours of Jesus Christ on earth. He suffered, he died, and he was buried. On the third day, he rose again. The Paschal Triduum, the Paschal mystery that our Lord became flesh in order to do. We read in the first reading of the Mass today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50. And it's an uncanny prophecy of what would happen to Jesus Christ. This text was written way before the Passion of Jesus. Our situation, we are at the point of being after the Passion of Jesus, and that we know he resurrected. So we read these words with great emotion and reverence, and we unite ourselves to Jesus. These days are not supposed to be days of just remembering, though. We will remember what happened to Jesus. But let us not forget that this happened to Jesus, who became flesh to live among us. So we have to realize that if this happened to Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, God, who had planned very well this script of this drama of saving us, then we also have to realize that this also can happen to us in different degrees, in varying amounts. We may have a part of it, we may have a lot of it. But we are just reliving. Our Lord God gives us the chance to relive the mystery of our salvation in the passion and death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This happened to God, who became man. Should we be surprised that we suffer in this world? Should we then be not expectant of death? Of turmoil, of this whole spectrum of emotions that Jesus experienced to fulfill the mandate of his Father, that he should die on the cross to save us from our sins. Well, we are not like Jesus. I mean, we are Christians, we are children of God, we are siblings with the Lord, we are his subjects, since he is Christ the King. If they did this to Christ, well, we should reflect a lot that what gives us difficulties, and we all of us have difficulties, each one of us, even the one who you see in advertisements who make a lot of money and they're living the life. Nah. Everyone has a degree of suffering, because that is very much part of the human condition. And Jesus went ahead of us to show us the way. This is how you should meet your difficulties, your crosses, your sufferings, your pains, your hurts. And this is also the background of our joys. Joy, happiness, enjoyment, rejoicing, all of these all take the form of a cross. It is by virtue of the cross that we could celebrate. Our Lord would not have resurrected from the dead had he not suffered and died on the cross, right? And so we read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, the Lord has given me a a disciple's tongue, so that I may know how to reply to the wearied. He provides me with speech. Each morning He wakes me to hear, to listen like a disciple. The Lord has opened my ear. Isn't that something that we should especially take good care of? To keep our ears open. And this is not about being physically open. Of course, that is needed. But there is no more deaf person than the person who does not want to listen, who does not want to hear. And that was what Jesus had to face. The challenge before Him. The Pharisees did not want to listen to Him. And therefore, the words of our Lord would not enter them, and they would not have the chance to receive more graces. So now, at this point, we have asked the Lord to keep our ears open, and we collaborate with that. We become attentive, especially these days of Holy Week. But also, this is an attitude, a basic requirement for our being Christians and followers of Christ. We should have our ears open. We should be attentive. Of course, we are in the middle of the world, and there are many things to pay attention to, right? But we should find the time to be attentive to the Lord directly. You know, a time of gathering our senses, our faculties, to focus on the Lord, to focus on some scriptural text, or to some spiritual reading book. And we listen. And here is what God wants us to listen, according to Isaiah. For my part, it says, I made no resistance, neither did I turn away. I offered my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who tore at my beard. I did not cover my face against insult and spittle. The Lord comes to my help, so that I am untouched by the insults. So too I set my face like flint. I know I shall not be shamed. And that's the end of the reading. So this last part that we have had read is a prophecy. A prophecy of what would happen to, according to Isaiah, a servant with a capital S. Often referred to also as the suffering servant. We just read about his sufferings. An uncanny account of what was going to happen to Jesus during his passion, leading up to his death. This is all the script our Lord God had already known. And He knew the future, not because He caused it directly, freely. No. His workings in history jibe with what man freely chooses to do. He knew from all eternity what would happen to Jesus, not because He causes it. You know, that he scourges his own son, he crowns with thorns his own son. No. It's man who did that. Sinful man. And God, in His infinite power, uses that to be part of the script of what was going to happen and how God would save us. So this, it's good to note that this text is very much part of four songs about the servant of the Lord. And these are found in the second part of the book of Isaiah. And these were pronounced by the prophet during the last stages of the Babylonian exile, when Israel had to reconsolidate, Israel had to regather together to form their nation again and to return to the promised land. The thing is, if you remember, our Lord God, Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross, saying those tremendous words, we can be shocked that Jesus utters them. My God, why have you forsaken me? And it's astonishing to hear that from his lips. Many speculations have been made on this. But what we could realize, what we should realize, is that those words were exactly the beginning words of a psalm in the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms. If I'm not mistaken, it's the Psalm 21. He was praying, Jesus was praying on the cross. But this was already prophesied centuries before. This psalm was composed by David, the prophet David, King David, that is. Isaiah contributes by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit those songs, four songs about the servant, the suffering servant. They sing, they speak of the suffering accepted by the servant of the Lord. And a good example for all of us to imitate. I remember Marx criticizing the Catholic religion, or religion in general, and naming it, labeling it as the opium of the people. I have never taken opium, but it's a drug like these illicit substances. They're like alcohol. They remove from you your faculties of rationality. You get into a certain high heaven or something, and you are in a stupor. You are rendered useless. You can't do something. Religion, according to him, according to Marx, was this opium, deadening the people's sensitivity to injustice and so forth. When our Lord suffered on the cross, he's not asking us to suffer just for suffering's sake. Jesus suffered for a purpose. He did not love to suffer just for suffering's sake. No. He loved his Father. He obeyed his Father. And in the God's providence, God wanted to save us in this way. Not for the love of suffering, but for the love of us, to save us. So, Christianity is not telling us, just be humble. No, of course we have to be humble, but we have to find out what God wants from us. And it may be that we have to seek redress, we have to seek justice, we have to do this or do that, but never an opium. Try to live Christianity just for a day, dear Karl Marx, and you'll see it's no opium. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Have a holy week. Ciao!